Conventional wisdom says that the best way to follow up on an urban music hit is to do it right away, before the audience forgets you. Singer and poet Jill Scott didn't heed that advice. After her out-of-nowhere smash debut, Jill Scott left the spotlight, got married, and painted a house. 4 years later, she returns with her second effort, Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. Critic Tom Moon says Scott evidently spent some time thinking about music as more than mere entertainment.
There's a long tradition in African American music of making social and political concerns personal. Curtis Mayfield did it brilliantly on songs like People Get Ready. So did Stevie Wonder with You Haven't Done Nothing. And then there's Marvin Gaye's immortal What's Going On. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. It's an unexpected pleasure to hear a contemporary artist, Jill Scott, moving in that direction. I could be a congresswoman or a garbage woman or police officer or a carpenter. I could be a doctor and a lawyer and a mother and a good guy. Woman, what you done to me? Kind of lover I could be. I could be a computer analyst. The queen with the nappy hair raising the fist door. I could be much more in the myriad of this. Hot as the summer, sweet as the first kiss. And even though I can do all these things, I need you. The song's called The Fact Is, I Need You. It's a woman's plea for help from her man. And it's also about how communities need positive male role models. We need you. In the liner notes, Scott describes it as a call to action, but there's nothing strident about the way she sings it. All through Beautifully Human, Scott finds ways to get at things that have been troubling her. She tells the story of the first murder she witnessed on her North Philly street and turns it into a parable about gun violence. Even talking politics, she never lectures. The first time I heard the song called My Petition, I thought it was about a relationship crumbling. I wanna love you, yeah, but you lie to me repeatedly. As Scott tells audiences when she performs, she's talking about a different kind of shattered trust between individuals and their leaders. Using words like love, Scott conveys something more idealistic than just opinion page outrage. Jose, can you see? I want fresh food. I want the feeling of being safe on my streets. I want my children to be smarter than me. I want to feel free, for real, yo. By not rushing back to capitalize on her success, Jill Scott set an example. She took time to grow as a person and a writer, until her songs spoke thoughtfully, in ways not often heard in pop. And she uncovered a new dimension to her art. It turns out she's one of those truth-tellers, like Marvin Gaye, who can articulate concern about what's going wrong in a voice so serene it makes you believe things will turn out all right.
Jill Scott's latest recording is called Beautifully Human, Words and Sounds, Volume 2. Tom Moon is a writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer.